Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Week after week, that pastor just, that's why I love coming on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, when I can get fed some spiritual food. I already told you before, you probably know what I say. Early on in my Christian walk, I decided I will not eat food unless I read God's Word. That's how important it was to me. I'm telling you, that's important. We need to make that. Now, here's a scripture that talks about that we got to take some time away from the busy work of doing good things to steal away with Christ. I want to read this scripture here. It's coming from Mark chapter 6, verse 31. Mark chapter 6, verse 31. And listen, this is Jesus them after he did a lot of healing. And listen to what he said to the disciples. He was giving them some advice here. Because they were busy. These guys were busy. They got a lot to do. And they were doing good. Mark chapter 6, 31 says this. And he said unto them, this is Jesus, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place. That's signifying nobody else is going to be around. And rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Man, were they busy? They were doing good stuff. They were serving those that were sick, feeding the poor. They were doing good stuff. Jesus said, that's good, but set some time to rest. Sometimes we just go and go, and we never rest. Jesus always talks about rest, but we don't want to get that rest. Mary did her work. We proved that. She was in the kitchen. She left, and then she sat at God's feet and rested and got the word. Isn't that good advice? Jesus said, rest. So he was telling his disciples to come rest. He said, I know you guys were busy. I know you guys didn't even have time to eat, but he told them to steal away. So that's many a times I like to just get away, you know, away from the family and just concentrate on God's Word. Isn't that right, Beverly? Just concentrate on God's Word. And then you get that renewed strength where you can say, all right, I'm going to refocus and do things the right way. That's why I like to do a fast. How many people are here fast? And remember, there's a modified version. And when I say fast, I'm eating, folks. I'm changing the way I'm doing. I'm cutting certain things out. So that's what you do. You kind of deny the flesh and you spend more time with God. So I know some of us maybe can't do a full fast where we can't, you know, go out eating but just drink. So that's too much. I can't even do that anymore. I used to do it when I was young, but I can't do that anymore. But think about a time of consecrating your body for Christ. Giving up something for Him. Say, hey, I'm going to cut that TV off to noon. I'm not going to turn it on to afternoon. I'm not going to be on that internet for a day. What can you sacrifice for Christ? That's all a fast is. Think about that. What can you sacrifice for Christ? Now, one of the things Jesus was warning us here is that we got to be careful about the physical. You know, I just read 1 Peter 2:2, and Matthew 4:4 says this. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Martha was giving you physical food, but Jesus was giving her spiritual food. That's what you're going to live on. Because did you know that you are an eternal being? You're going to be somewhere, you're going to be somewhere 1,000 years from.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.